This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Today, friends, we continue with the study which we began last time on the question, upon what can man depend? And we pointed out that there is really only one thing upon which each one of us can depend in this life on earth, and that is the integrity of God. We can depend upon the fact when God says a thing that it is just that way. When God tells us that He will bless us if we do certain things, we can depend upon that. When God says, I will punish you if you act in certain ways, we can depend upon the fact that God will do that. Now, either God has spoken or He hasn't, and if He has spoken, then He either means what He says or He does not. And we affirm from plain Bible teaching that God has spoken and that He does mean what He says. We have pointed out last time that God meant what He said in old times, and we'd just gotten started with the one point of Adam and Eve. That God told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree that was in the midst of the garden, that is, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and He warned them that in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, meaning, no doubt, that they would be separated from the tree of life. Well, they were deceived, the woman was, and she enticed the man into eating of the tree with her. And when they did, they were cast out of the garden. And so God did mean what He said to them, and that lesson ought not to be lost on any of us. We ought to realize that God means what He says today just as surely as He did then. Then there were the people of Noah's day. Noah was a preacher of righteousness and preached a long time for many years, pleading with people to turn from their wicked ways, to turn aside unto the ways of righteousness in obedience to God. But the people would not listen. There were many of them saying that things are going on just like they were. There isn't going to be any catastrophe to come upon us in spite of our disobedience. But we know, according to Genesis chapter 6 through 9, that a great flood was brought by God upon the earth, and every single human being who lived on the earth, with the exception of Noah and his family, were destroyed. This lets us know that God meant what He said back then, and as Paul said in Romans 15:4, the things that are written aforetime are written for our learning and for our admonition. And therefore we should learn the principle that we find in the Old Testament plainly taught, that God does mean what He says. Friends, each one of us can depend upon God, the integrity of God, and therefore we can depend upon what God has spoken in the sacred scriptures. We see the same thing in connection with the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. God had warned man of the punishment that would come because of his wickedness, and God destroyed these cities by raining fire and brimstone upon them. We find the case of Israel as recorded throughout much of the Old Testament and referred to a number of times in the New Testament. Especially, I call your attention to Jude verse 5, where God, in referring to the Israelites, said, God saved a people out of Egypt and afterward destroyed them that believed not. Through Moses, He had made clear to them in Deuteronomy 11, verses 26 to 28, that He was setting before them a blessing and a curse. A blessing if they would hearken to His word, that is, be obedient, and a curse if they would not. And yet Israel's history was one, as Stephen pointed out in Acts 7, an almost constant history of turning aside from the word of God. And so Israel was punished. The Bible makes clear that God afterward destroyed them that believed not. Those who at Kadesh Barnea would not go ahead as God had told them to in the promised land, but rather wanted to select a new leader and go back to Egypt, were allowed to wander in the wilderness some 40 years until all 20 years of age or above were dead. And so God has made clear to us in the Bible, in the sacred scriptures, that we can depend upon His word, we can depend upon the integrity of God. When God tells you that if you do a certain thing, you'll be blessed, and if you do not, you'll be punished, you can be certain that it will be just that way. And now I want to thank you for listening today, and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.